You may be seated. Well, here we are, the end of my ministry here at Annunciation. And I'm beyond grateful and thankful for the love and hospitality that I've been shown while I was here as your director of music. From my great chats with Patsy at coffee hour, to Dale Sander making sure that he had every hot sauce that I named at my first Fat Sunday, I've truly felt loved and accepted at this parish, and I will miss y'all greatly. This past Sunday, as Andrea was telling me goodbye, because she's not going to be here today, I was reminded of why I love my job so much. I am the lucky one. In my career, I've had the chance to meet so many amazing people that I would have never met if I didn't have this vocation. You see, the way I see it is that I'm beyond blessed that in my career that I've had so many opportunities to meet so many significant and amazing people from so many different places. Again, I am the lucky one. I cannot express enough how much I have loved my time here. Thank you. But that's not why I'm standing in front of you right now. I think I'm supposed to say something about these scriptures we just heard. I'm always humbled when a priest shares the pulpit with me to give me the opportunity, because I think so often musicians get stuck at an instrument and we forget that we're theologians as well. We study the scriptures just as much as a priest does every Sunday, and it's humbling to share this. So thank you, Dan, for giving me this opportunity. We find ourselves in a weird place in the lectionary this week. Our church year is divided into sections. You know, Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, and we find ourselves in this time of Pentecost. I call it the Green Mile. Which, if you think about it, the time after Pentecost can go for almost 26 weeks, which is half of the church year. So you would think that this is a very important time. If you pull up a lectionary calendar, you will see that we were straddled by two significant things in the daily office this week. This past Tuesday was the Transfiguration, that holy time when Jesus went up to the mountain and transformed and prophesied about his death. And then this coming Thursday is the Feast of St. Mary the Virgin. You see, the lectionary is a funny thing. And eventually throughout the year, we make full circle. But we are at the point in the lectionary where there is still so much to tell about Jesus walking on the earth. Yet, we need to start preparing ourselves for the season of Advent that is coming. Which, I am constantly reminding myself that Advent isn't just the season of Jesus being born, but it's also the season of waiting for Jesus' second return. I feel that the gospel today gives us so much insight about how we should be living right now as we are in this holy time of Advent of the return of Jesus. The reading says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This line speaks to me. Is our heart with our treasure? Are we using our earthly treasures the way that Jesus would want us to use them? Are we feeding the poor? Are we seeing humans as equals? Could we do better? Then, later in the scripture, we get another great line. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. As I was reflecting on this, I started thinking about my time here at Annunciation. In my time here, I've heard some people say that we are a small church or that we are too far from the city to find a good rector. I think this gospel is perfect for us to hear today. When I was speaking to Reverend Dan and the wardens during my exiting interview this week, I brought this up because church, it is far from the truth. This is a vibrant parish, full of love and acceptance, and your attendance is a better than a lot of Episcopal churches in the city. You see, you're not a small church. You are a church that is thriving in this time when some churches are closing their doors. Be proud of that, my friends. This gospel reading reminds us to always have our best on, to always be ready for when the next visitor walks through the door. you are an amazing parish, and you don't need me or a rector to show you that. You just need to live out the gospel and spread the good news to all that walk through these doors. But here's my challenge to you. Instead of trying to tell the good news with your words, which is completely fine, try to find places in your life where you can show the good news with your actions. Because this is when the stranger will have the opportunity to experience God. This is when they will listen to you. It is through our actions that people will see God and hear God. Is your lamp lit? Are we dressed and ready to represent God and be the voice of God outside of these doors? This is what our world needs. We need less people telling the world who God is and more people showing them, as our actions will speak much louder than our words. Again, I am the lucky one. Y'all have been a blessing in my life, and I am beyond grateful for the joy and love that I have received here. And I just will remember this for the rest of my life. Each of these jobs that I've had are significant to me. And I have people in my life that I love and adore because of these jobs. And I'm grateful for my vocation. And I'm grateful that you gave me the opportunity to lead you in music for this time period. So I will end with a quote from my favorite musical, Wicked. Because I knew you, I have been changed for good. Amen.